This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, April 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Rural co-ops rip electric rules. Weed scientists weigh in on EPA pesticide plan, and Ukraine's ag chief out. RECs say clean power plant unlawful, unrealistic. The Biden administration has finalized a sweeping set of rules aimed at slashing greenhouse gas emissions and other pollutants from power plants. The plan is a fundamental part of the present Biden climate strategy. But the National Rural Electric Cooperative is among the industry groups blasting the rules. Among other things, the rules would require coal-fired plants and new gas-fired plants to control 90% of their carbon emissions. EPA's plan is unlawful, unrealistic, and unachievable, said NRECA CEO Jim Matheson. It undermines electric reliability and poses grave consequences for an already stressed electric grid. What's next? We'll look for Republican attorneys general and lawmakers to try to block the rules in the courts and on the Hill. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who has led court battles over similar rules, opposes the latest ones as well. The Supreme Court overturned the Obama administration's version of these rules in 2016. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, the top Republican on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, expected to lead an effort to repeal the rules via the Congressional Review Act. A CRA resolution is a long shot, however, because even if it could pass Congress, President Biden likely would veto the measure. Why it matters? Well, EPA estimates the rules will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 1.38 billion metric tons through 2047, the equivalent of taking 328 million gasoline cars off the road. It also is the equivalent of nearly an entire year of power plant emissions, the EPA says. White House climate advisor Ali Ziadi says the U.S. is set to build, quote, more new electric generation capacity than we have in two decades. And 96% of that will be clean. He's talking about the aggressive build-out of solar power and other forms of renewable energy. Weed scientists like EPA herbicide strategy updates. Weed scientists are applauding EPA's updates to its herbicide strategy, which are designed to make it simpler for farmers to reduce impacts to endangered species. The updates announced last week show that the EPA is listening to the concerns of agricultural groups. It's trying to make the process easier to implement and easier to understand, which should greatly help everyone to protect endangered species, said Bill Chisholm. He's chair of the Weed Science Society of America Endangered Species Act Committee. The update also shows that EPA is taking the public comments very seriously and is modifying its strategy based on those comments. So what's next? Well, EPA is working on detailed maps identifying species habitat, and the agency plans to provide educational materials for farmers. The goal is to help producers decide whether conservation practices they are already using can reduce the amount of potential mitigation required. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ukrainian ag minister out amid corruption probe. Ukraine's agriculture minister has resigned following Ukrainian law enforcement agency's investigation that links him to a scheme to, quote, misappropriate 2,500 hectares of state-owned land and attempt to seize another 3,300 hectares. Mykola Skolsky said in a post on Telegram, translated by AgriPulse using Google Translate, that he wrote a resignation letter to Ukraine's parliament. If the parliament decides to accept his resignation, he said, I will be grateful for such a decision. If not, he said, I will continue to work. The law enforcement agency, the National Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, said in a press release that the scheme involved destroying documents, quote, that granted the state enterprises the right to permanent land use. The land plots were not auctioned, but instead, quote, transferred into private ownership to pre-designated individuals under the guise of realizing their right to free land. While the National Anti-Corruption Bureau did not specifically name Solsky on their release, he confirmed in another Telegram post that it referred to him. FDA petitioned to repeal fluorinated polyethylene authorization for food contact. The Food and Drug Administration is considering a petition from Environmental Defense Fund, Environmental Working Group, and Center for Food Safety and other groups asking the agency to prohibit use of fluorinated polyethylene in food contact products. Fluorination of polyethylene containers can improve chemical barrier properties, but the petitioners argue the chemical manufactured in line with federal regulations can produce PFAS substances. These can migrate to food, making the chemicals' use unsafe, the groups say. FDA asked for comments within 60 days. In 2021, FDA issued a letter to industry groups reminding them that only some fluorinated polyethylene containers are authorized for food contact use after EPA testing on some pesticide containers found that PFAS can form from some fluorinated high-density polyethylene containers. The agency later issued a request for information in 2022 on the food contact uses of the chemical. PFAS drinking water regs published today. EPA's final drinking water regulations for PFAS are being published today, and they'll go into effect in 60 days. But water systems will have until April 27th before they must begin routine monitoring of six specific PFAS. By April 2029, water systems must meet drinking water limits for those six chemicals. EPA has estimated 100 million people will have cleaner drinking water as a result. Rural systems have expressed concern they won't be able to meet the standards without more funding. EPA has been holding webinars on compliance. The next one is April 30th. Well, here's today's He Said It. It wasn't one of the 17 things that Schumer wants to get done. And until he puts it on his agenda, I don't think it's going to force the leaders of the Agriculture Committee to make the necessary compromises. That's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa to a reporter asking about the timing of the Senate Farm Bill action. Grassley referring, of course, to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his list of legislative priorities. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, April 26th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.